String theory. All this has changed with the coming of a startling new theory called the superstring theory. By the 1980s, physicists were drowning in a sea of subatomic particles. Every time they smashed an atom apart with powerful particle accelerators, they found scores of new particles spitting out. It was so frustrating that J. Robert Oppenheimer declared the Nobel Prize in Physics should go to the physicists who did not discover a new particle that year. Enrico Fermi, horrified at the proliferation of subatomic particles with Greek-sounding names, said, "If I could remember the names of all these particles, I would have become a botanist." After decades of hard work, this zoo of particles could be arranged into something called the Standard Model. Billions of dollars, the sweat of thousands of engineers and physicists, and 20 Nobel Prizes have gone into painfully assembling, piece by piece, the Standard Model. It is a truly remarkable theory, which seems to fit all the experimental data concerning subatomic physics. But the Standard Model, for all its experimental successes, suffered from one serious defect. As Stephen Hawking says, it is ugly and ad hoc. It contains at least 19 free parameters, including the particle masses and the strength of their interactions with other particles, 36 quarks and antiquarks, 3 exact and redundant copies of subparticles, and a host of strange-sounding subatomic particles, such as tau neutrinos, Yang-Mills gluons, Higgs bosons, W bosons, and Z particles. Worse, the Standard Model makes no mention of gravity. It seemed hard to believe that nature, at its most supreme, fundamental level, could be so haphazard and supremely inelegant. Here was a theory only a mother could love. The sheer inelegance of the Standard Model forced physicists to reanalyze all their assumptions about nature. Something was terribly wrong. If one analyzes the last few centuries in physics, one of the most important achievements of the last century was to summarize all fundamental physics into two great theories: the quantum theory, represented by the Standard Model, and Einstein's theory of general relativity, describing gravity. Remarkably, together they represent the sum total of all physical knowledge at a fundamental level. The first theory describes the world of the very small, the subatomic quantum world where particles perform a fantastic dance, darting in and out of existence and appearing two places at the same time. The second theory describes the world of the very large, such as black holes and the Big Bang, and uses the language of smooth surfaces, stretched fabrics, and warped surfaces. The theories are opposites in every way, using different mathematics, different assumptions, and different physical pictures. It's as if nature had two hands, neither of which communicated with the other. Furthermore, any attempt to join these two theories has led to meaningless answers. For half a century, any physicist who tried to mediate a shotgun wedding between the quantum theory and general relativity found that the theory blew up in their faces, producing infinite answers that made no sense. All of this changed with the advent of the superstring theory, which posits that the electron and the other subatomic particles are nothing but different vibrations of a string, acting like a tiny rubber band. If one strikes the rubber band, it vibrates in different modes, with each note corresponding to a different subatomic particle. In this way, superstring theory explains the hundreds of subatomic particles that have been discovered so far in our particle accelerators. Einstein's theory, in fact, emerges as just one of the lowest vibrations of the string.